Good morning to you all. It is good to see you and good to be with you on this first day of the week. We do have some visitors, and we are grateful for your presence. And we invite you back any opportunity that you may have to be with us and to join us here at Ephesus. This coming up week on Thursday is Thanksgiving, and I don't know what your Thanksgiving normally revolves around, whether it is turkey and dressing, ham, kraut and weenies, spam, and potato chips. I don't know what it involves, or whether it's just simply I want to look and watch football all day or play football or what you may have, but in the course of looking and reading about different Thanksgivings, I was reading and looking at this idea of being thankful and thankfulness, and I came across a story about a wealthy man in Texas. This wealthy Texan, he had all kinds of oil rigs that he owned, and how he had both ends of the pipeline stream, and he was really well off, and he would every year for a Father's Day or for his dad's birthday or for Christmas, he would give him this extraordinary, extravagant gift to his dad to show him, you know, thank you, Father, for being my father. Well, one particular year on Father's Day, the young Texan, he found a exotic bird that could speak five different languages, and it could sing the yellow rose of Texas and standing on one foot. The bird cost $10,000, so he said that was well worth it to buy for my dear beloved father. So he shells out the $10,000, and he takes the bird, and he says, Dad, happy Father's Day. And he hands him the bird, and he said, well, thank you, son. And he left and departed, and he called his dad at the end of the week. He said, Dad, what did you think about the bird? He said, well, it was real good. We fried it. It was really delicious. We appreciate you getting that for us. You know, your idea of being thankful and how you go about being thankful is kind of up to you a little bit, isn't it? How you look at being thankful and what you appreciate and how you appreciate it. But the idea is that we should all be thankful. We should all be grateful. As a matter of fact, it is a command that is given to us in multiple occasions, and a warning of being unthankful is also given in multiple locations. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. Paul writing to Timothy, giving him instruction and guidelines concerning kind of the last times. He says, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. Things are going to be hard. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving God, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power, avoid such people. It's very interesting that amongst all of these, what we would classify as terrible, horrible, disgusting sins and attributes of different people, amongst all of that in verse 2 is ungrateful. People that are not thankful. And we understand by reading this and being around people that are not thankful, that are ungrateful, we don't like being around those people really. We don't want to be around somebody that's always grouchy and complaining and disheartening. We avoid those people. By default in some occasions and by choice in others. But this idea of being thankful and to be thankful, we understand that that is something that we should have, that we should exhibit to all the world, that we should be, as Christians, the most thankful of people. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Be thankful. But what happens when being thankful is not so easy? You see, sometimes it's hard to be thankful. Maybe we forget the thank you when we receive something from someone. I oftentimes wonder, you know, I guess I do it out of habit, or maybe because I was bent this way, or maybe that's just because that's what I saw all my life. But, you know, we go and we check out somewhere, and that person may tell, well, thank you, come and see us again. And we say, no, thank you. I'm like, what am I thanking them for being here and providing? I mean, you know, I had to pay them money. I don't know. You know, people come and give us the receipt at the end of the meal. I'm like, well, I'm good. I don't need that. You can keep it. But so many times they say, thank you, and they hand us the check, and we say, oh, no, thank you. Well, and it's like, well, no, I got to figure out how I'm going to pay for this. Well, y'all got your dishwashing gloves, boys? You know, that's the kind of deal we work out. Sometimes it's just hard to be thankful. Tell our boys when they get something, you know, it may be the biggest and best Nerf gun they've ever made. You know, one of the ones that's got batteries and it shoots bullets. You don't even have to pull the trigger more than once. You just hold the trigger down and it pop, 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 pop. Did you say thank you? Or if they get a Smartie or a Mint or a Twix or whatever they get from any and all of you that give our kids all kinds. Where did you get all this candy from, you know, when they get to the car? Did you say thank you? Did you say thank you? So we try to teach our children that, and we try to get them to absorb that, but sometimes it's hard to be thankful. It's hard to be thankful for your health when you're constantly sick. It's hard to be thankful for family when there are members that are missing. It's hard to be thankful for all of the possessions and the blessings that you have when it's a struggle to find pennies to pinch together and food to buy. Sometimes it's hard to be thankful because holidays and birthdays and anniversaries are sometimes spent at a cemetery. It's hard to be thankful for the money that you've got when there's more month left at the end of the money. It's hard to thank somebody for helping when, in fact, they may have caused you more work than you had to begin with. Sometimes it's just hard to be thankful. One of the greatest things that makes being thankful hard is pride. Because you see, we are living in a society where I deserve better. I don't deserve this. I don't like it. I don't want it. Why me, God? And plagued in a society and a place and ebbs and flows and ups and downs of the tides of life, sometimes it's just flat out. It's hard to be thankful. See, the church in Laodicea was, you know, kind of filled up with that pride aspect. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 17, for you say, I am rich, I have prospered, I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I think oftentimes pride is the root of so many of our problems. So many of my problems is really founded in pride. I don't need the help. I don't want the help. I can do it on my own. I'm a big boy. I'll put my big boy pants on. I'll go out and do it. I don't need you. I've got this under control. And now that I finally got it accomplished, it's look what I've done. Everybody come look at what I did. Check out me and what I got done. But not realizing that we are wretched and poor and blind and miserable. I think having put off pride is one of the keys to being thankful and having gratitude and being appreciative. And we all understand that we need to have that attitude of thankfulness and gratitude and appreciative. But just what about when it's just that it's hard? What about then? In times like that, I think it's good for us to think about the character of our God. And what God is like. And how God does certain things. And when you're dealing with difficult people, look at God, because God deals with the most difficult of people of all. He deals with all people. So how could He not understand and relate to you and your difficulties? He is good and merciful to us. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 34 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." Psalms 106 verse 1, "Praise the Lord, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." In a time and in a place where there is so much evil abounding, in a time and a place in a society when there's so much wicked that is going on, how nice is it to know that we serve a God that is good and that is merciful? A God that is also holy. Psalms chapter 30 verse 4, "Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name." How holy and awesome is our God. How great and sovereign is He. Revelation chapter 11 verse 17, "We give thanks to You, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for You have taken Your great power and begun to reign." The character of our God is the very example of what we should be replicating in our thankfulness. That which is good, that which is holy, that which is merciful and powerful. Is that the kind of thankfulness that we're exhibiting to others? Where we extend out mercy as God extends out mercy to us. Where I know that, you know, maybe because they helped me, it caused me a little bit more work, that I can still go to them and say, "You know, you're learning. You're trying. Thank you." Maybe we should extend that grace and mercy, that we should say, "Look at how much God's forgiven me. That I don't take it out on you because you messed up, but because I realize that I have messed up too. And because I am thankful to God for forgiving me, I want you to be thankful and rejoice with me that God has also forgiven you as I forgive you, as we forgive one another." That we strive to be holy like God is holy. That we could show others God's purity, God's justice, God's goodness throughout the dark, dark world. It's what we think of when we think about everything that God has done for us. There is no list that could ever be completed when considering this. If you're making notes, we will not visit all of these verses, but we will simply make mention of them. Answered prayer. We thank God for His protection, for His willingness to use us, for His grace, His Word, His Son, eternal life. As I was reading through and looking at different things that God has done, that God could use anybody, anywhere, at any time, over the scope of history and of the future before us. But yet in this moment, in this time, you were created to be here in this place, and God chose to use you. God, who knows their appointed times and their appointed beginnings about where you would be in life, that this is right where you're supposed to be. And God has a willingness to use you. And we oftentimes would joke about and look back at the Garth Brooks song, Unanswered Prayers. And that's one of God's greatest gifts, is unanswered prayers. How, you know, I could have been stuck with her forever if He wouldn't have told me no. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, but what about the answers that He does give us? Are we thankful for it? Or do we just get mad and ill? It's hard to be thankful when the answer is not the one we want. But how much more should we pray for us to accept and understand His will? Now that you've given me direction, God, with this answer, help me carry it out. Help me to do your will. His grace and His Word, His Son, in whom we have eternal life. You think of everything that God has done for us, it is no doubt that He has far done more for us than we could ever do for Him. A few more, Psalms chapter 107, verse 8. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works to the children of man. Psalms chapter 75 and verse 1. We give thanks to You, O God. We give thanks for Your name is near. We recount Your wondrous deeds. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 8. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done. Do we let everyone know what God has done? Not only done for us and our lives, but what He is willing to do and has done in the lives of so many others. And what He can do for you as well. What about this? When am I to be thankful? When it's hard to be thankful, we may oftentimes look at that and go, well, I don't have to be thankful right now. Maybe now is the time where I don't have to be thankful. Maybe now is the time where I can just kind of hold that inside. But throughout Scripture, we give thanks for everything. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, giving thanks always and for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we give thanks through Jesus' name, is there not always something to be thankful for? Is there not always something to be appreciative of? Is there not always a way and a time to have gratitude? Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, and whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Oftentimes we remember that first half. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. But we forget, and we leave off, maybe, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Not only do everything that you do in the name of God, in the name of the Lord, and where you could be doing things that He would approve of, that He would put His name behind, but do it and give thanks to God for the opportunity to be able to do it. That others may know about Him because of your actions and doing things in His name. Psalms chapter 30 verse 12, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you when? Forever. Forever. It's not just a little bit now and a little bit later. It's forever. So how can I put this into practice? You know, I find it difficult sometimes to be thankful and to be thankful for the little things. And it's not that I find it necessarily difficult as much as I do. I become complacent and I overlook it because of how much I think I accomplished. So I'm going to take a moment this morning and look at how can I put this into practice. How can I put thankfulness and giving God thanks and giving others thanks? How can I put that into practice? So whether you are 4 or 3 or 5 or 55 or 99 or 120, or you were one of those numbers that was not mentioned, and you fall somewhere in between those in the scope of things, I want you to do this with me this morning, okay? All right, so even if you're 5, even if you're 7 or 9, here we go. You ready? We're going to take just a few seconds and do these things. Here we go. You ready? Because it has more to do with your attitude than anything else. Have an attitude of gratitude. If you are always thankful, it will change the way you look at life. It will change your attitude. You will see things as the sunny side up, as it's not as gloomy as it really appears, because you're always going to be thankful. Have a goal this month. At the end of this month, y'all realize that's only like 1 week, right? Just try to go the rest of this week The rest of this week, all of you, all everybody here, myself included, my significant other included, do not complain about anything that I do the rest of this week, maybe. That would be a good goal. What if we just go the rest of this month? Have a goal of finishing this month, not complaining at all. Not complaining. I'm not saying that maybe you don't have a right, you don't have a reason to complain, but I'm saying change your attitude to an attitude of gratitude and finish this month not complaining at all, not even a little bit, not even about how sorry that macaroni and cheese turned out. I'm just talking about, don't complain. Don't complain. Here we go. 10 seconds. I want you to think about two people that you're most thankful for and why. Think about them. Ready? Go. List two people. List two people who deserve an encouraging note of thanks from you, who probably don't often receive thanks for what they do. Write that note. Write it out. Slide it to them. Leave it in the mailbox. Mail it to them. Leave it underneath the windshield wiper of the car out here in the parking lot. Maybe they don't go here. I'm not saying that they have to. Write two people a note that say, thank you. Here's you a list of some more things to do. If we could do those three that we just mentioned, I think everything would be wonderful. But here's a list for you overachievers. List two things that you're most thankful for. Everybody could do that. Everybody could talk about two things they're thankful for. They could say all kinds. Levi, what's two things you're thankful for? Yep, you let me down again. Good job. All right, list two people who have more difficult life than you and why. List two reasons why you are grateful for your spouse, your parents, your children, your friends. List five reasons you should be grateful to God, not including any of the ones we mentioned above. What are some things you don't usually think to be thankful for? We oftentimes with Haley's family, we go around and we hold hands. We've got 50 people in an 1,100 square foot house, and we're all kind of wrapped around here, and they want to hold hands, and everybody, we're going to go around the room, and everybody's going to say what you're thankful for. Everybody say what you're thankful for. So he starts out, Uncle starts out, and he goes, for family. And then his wife goes, the aunt goes, she goes, for God. And then the next one goes, they say, for country. The next one goes, for family, for God, for country, for family, for God, for country. And they do that 47 times around the room. And I'm always over there, and I'll stand next to her brother. I'll go, and this one year, the power went out. The power had gone out at the house, and I had done, of course, you know, this part of my job. I got to go find out why is the power out, right? So I can call the right people and tell them what's going on. Well, sure enough, I did. I found it, and I called them, and I told them where the problem was, and I came back, and I said, well, okay. And we're standing there in the pitch dark. Hopefully the turkey's done, you know, because it's been out for about an hour now. And we come around the room, and I tell Haley's brother, I say, you got to say electricity. You know, they're going around the room, God, family, country, God, country, family. And I say electricity. He goes, I can't, okay, I'll say electricity. He gets up there and it's his turn. I say, and I give him a little hand squeeze. He goes, family. And I went, oh, you big sissy. I said, electricity. And man, the whole house just lit up with laughter, pun intended. And so we had this thing, and a lot of times we forget about that. We forget about this idea of we flip the switch and it comes on. We turn on the water, and you know what? If I If I don't like turning that right one on because it's cold, I can turn the left one on. It warms up. And if that's not warm enough, I'll turn the cold one down. It's little things that until you don't have it, no, you really forget about that that's something to be thankful for. What can you do to remember to be more thankful? What can you do to remember to be more thankful? I think the biggest thing that we can do to be more thankful is to spend more time on our knees and less time on our box. Where we get down and we bow down and we put ourselves below, and we take ourselves off of that podium of life a little bit more. Psalm 103 and verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Bless the Lord, O my soul. Without understanding the greatest blessing of all, how can we truly be thankful? The greatest blessing that has ever been given to me, to you, to anyone on earth is a free gift. It is the free gift of God that is salvation that is found in Christ Jesus. There is in no other name that you will be saved. And you can sit there and you can know it. You can sit there and you can say, "I ought to accept said gift. I know that I need to become a Christian. I know that this is the greatest blessing of all. And I know that it is the thing that I should be the most thankful for." And you can get up and you can do something about it. Or you can put your head down, make no eye contact, realize that this is something that I should do, and leave this building, rinse and repeat, and come back next week making no changes in your life. Or you can show your thankfulness to God by submitting to His will and living your life with gratitude for the greatest gift of all found in the blood of Jesus. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation in any way, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.